really work.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station. It is Thursday morning, a minute before 9 o'clock. We're about an hour away from Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary. Then at 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 today on the radio zine, Doug McVeigh, speaks with David Schmader about his new book, Weed, The User's Guide, a 21st Century Handbook for Enjoying Marijuana. And at 11:30 on the film show, Jen Chavez interviews legendary documentary filmmaker Frederick Wiseman. That is all coming up on The Boo. Up next, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know, up next.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was donated by Eclectic Kitchen at 4936 Northeast Fremont Street, serving comfort food 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. Lunch was provided by Taqueria Los Gorditos at 1212 Southeast Division, offering meat, vegan, and vegetarian breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Dinner was provided by Yen Ha, a Vietnamese restaurant and lounge at 6820 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, 7 days a week.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
This is Press Watch, a weekly counter-propaganda and left opinion program here on your people-supported free radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. Join me for a brief peek behind the video veil of Monopoly media manipulation and an examination of the news you're not supposed to know. I wanted to pass on a little bit of headline news before I get into my rant, and I do feel like ranting this morning. Airstrikes destroyed a hospital and killed dozens of people in rebel-held areas of Syria's Aleppo, including children and doctors, and the United States called on Moscow and Washington to salvage a barely alive ceasefire. The city of Aleppo is at the epicenter of military escalation that has undermined peace talks in Geneva to end the five-year-old war. That's according to Reuters. And the Neue Zürcher Zeitung adds that there's cluster bombs all over the place in the area. So things have gotten very ugly there. Too bad that the Syrians can't afford some fine U.S. cluster bombs and really step it up. All I've got is their improvised barrel bombs, which you're supposed to fear and hate. Barrel bombs ain't nothing compared to a nice, Textron, let's say, U.S. manufactured cluster bomb. Cluster bomb's just a great metaphor of what's going on there. I made the mistake yesterday morning of listening to National Pentagon Radio. First, they repeated themselves about how Bernie Sanders was over and more over. And if you look at the figures for Bernie Sanders, it's kind of over. I mean, let's see. Clinton's got 2,165 pledged delegates. 2,165 total delegates. And you need 2,383 for the nomination. There's 1,200 and change still available. So for Sanders to win the nomination, he would have to get almost all of the remaining pledged delegates, all but a couple hundred. But the way you know that works out is that's 1,645 pledged delegates that Clinton has right now. and 1,318 delegates that Sanders has right now, and I'll bet you haven't heard it phrased that way, have you? Yeah, 1645 to 1318, but there's the anti-democratic delegates. The delegates that are there to stand for making sure that democracy does not break out in the Democratic Party, and there's 520 of them going for Clinton. So her total is, as I said, 2165. And there's some big states coming up, and Sanders will get closer, if not, it's possible he could exceed. It's possible. Not likely that he could exceed the pledged delegate count. So in that race, he plans to go to the convention, and the press is just pissed about that. But anyway, as I said, I was listening to National Pentagon Radio, and they were telling you to remember that you should never even consider electing Sanders, and that Sanders should give up, and that it's over, and it's all Clinton. And then they went on about how the TPP, International Corporate Power Law, the International Corporate Hegemony Agreement, is really a grand thing. And really, it was just about trade anyway. It's a trade agreement. And trade is such a good thing. And it's growing, and you just can't stop it. And people who oppose it are just sticking their heads in the sand. So you need to understand that from National Pentagon Radio. Then they talked about how tent cities are really an acceptable thing in our lives. And it's a really nice way to live after all, and we should get used to it. I'm not kidding. All this within 10 minutes. I fixed the problem by tuning my dial to community radio. And I have now been broadcasting dissent on community radio for 30 years. I think it's time to reflect for a moment on what sort of society I live in, according to my lights, and where that society is going, and what I intend to do with my initially unexpected privilege of having 30 years of weekly airtime. I mean, I didn't know what I was getting into. I started off with a 3-minute improvised rant against the CIA. It was just a repeat of a speech I had made at University of Texas campus, and here I am after 1,000 broadcast hours. I don't believe that I live in some sort of more or less ideal society. I live in a relatively affluent time and place. I'm better off than I would be if I had been born in Honduras or Ghana, and I'm poorer and less educated than I would be if I'd lived my life in Norway or Austria. However, this place I live in, the United States, engages in far more mind-numbing propaganda than any of those places, so that I live among people who believe that they are participating in a democracy that rules the world by right and example. That idea is nonsense, of course. This nation was founded by rapacious and unprincipled pirates who never intended to share power with the masses, certainly not with women, nor workers, nor indigenous, nor enslaved persons. That much is written plainly in the Constitution as law. The history of this nation is a history of exploitation, and the wealth of its elites is an accumulation of theft. If you haven't read Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States, then please borrow or buy a copy. You need to know what sort of society you live in. It's really a very basic toolbox. You're listening to community radio, and we support ourselves by getting little donations from you. And you're going to hear more about that in a minute. But across the world, the stripy red, blue, white flag means death, putrefaction, and terror. That's what the American flag means. You see that? Run. It's doubly true in places that don't have enough money to buy decent anti-aircraft defense batteries. In those places, Obama's and Clinton's drones buzz through the air, arrogantly and lazily threatening anyone who can hear their waspish buzz with instant death, punishment for having the bad luck to be near someone Uncle Sam wants dead. 16-year-old boys are not safe, nor entire wedding and funeral parties. Yet I am presented with a spectacle of presidential candidates who address this horror by saying that, well, maybe the Saudis should kick in more, or that there isn't enough death and destruction to create respect. That's the Republican candidate's attitude. Or that they are admirably efficient at conducting such mass murder campaigns. One even brags of being admired by the international war criminal Henry Kissinger. I think that, in a way, everything that I've said for 30 years is countering Henry Kissinger, the mad bomber of Cambodia. Nixon's blood-dripped national security advisor Kissinger, who in the opening years of Operation Condor said, quote, "I don't see why we need to stand by and watch a country go communist due to the irresponsibility of its people. The issues are much too important for the Chilean voters to be left to decide for themselves," end quote. Here's another Kissinger quote. We have followed events in Argentina closely. We wish the new government well. We wish it will succeed. We will do what we can to help it succeed, end quote. That was to the dictator Videla, who oversaw a fascist reign of terror that killed 30,000 people. And Hillary Clinton says, quote, I was very flattered when Henry Kissinger said I ran the State Department better than anyone had run it in a long time, end quote. Oh, how she beams in his mighty presence. When I hear that sort of thing, I know that my work is just beginning. It's just starting. It infuriates me to think that anyone thinks Hillary Clinton is less than an enthusiastic, blood-spattered imperialist. Would she be worse than Trump or Sanders? I don't know. Does it really matter who is president, given the mass and momentum of the Pentagon and their war munitions partners? I can't say, but I can say that Hillary's middle name should be Bugsplat, as in Hillary Bugsplat Clinton. Bugsplat is the name, in case you don't know, given to shredded men, women, and children as viewed from the air and across the globe after being blown up by guided drone missiles. The video game-trained soldiers who pull the triggers came up with that name, so say it loud and say it proud. If you're a supporter of business as usual, if you believe in just getting along, Barack Bugsplat Obama, Joe Bugsplat Biden, Hillary Bugsplat Clinton. She's so proud of shooting up Libya. Lots of Bugsplat there. I do this show because I'm not satisfied with claims that progress is being made. When I started 30 years ago, people are wringing their hands at the fate of Black America. And our politicians were sure that all that was needed was a few tweaks and equality would just pour down like a mighty river. 1,000 points of light. Plentiful, lousy, low-wage jobs, said the Clintons. Kinder and gentler, said Little Boots Bush. Meanwhile, the world recoiled in horror as we Americans filled up our graveyards and our prisons with Black citizens. We can fool ourselves, but not the rest of the world. They see us. Progress is not being made. Progress will not be made under white supremacy. The premier white supremacist organizations in this country, please remember, are Congress, the police, and the Pentagon, and everyone who won't do a damn thing about them. The secret police are in on it too, but we're not supposed to mention that. The climate of our earth isn't being killed with bullets and fascism, but it's being killed all the same and by the same elite class. If our rulers were serious about stopping climate change, we would have been paying a steep tax on petroleum for years now, and big oil would be nationalized, not receiving billions in subsidies as they are now. By the way, that's $37.5 billion that you give oil companies, including $21 billion in production and exploration giveaways annually, according to the watchdog group Oil Change International. The sad fact is you and I are going to be the ones dying in the heat, scrambling for scarce and expensive food, choking in the forest fires and methane bursts. The super elites who control policy in these matters can pay $100 per meal, every meal, for the rest of their lives, for themselves, for the kids, and think nothing of it. They will have the best air filtration, oxygen enhancement, and air conditioning, not just in their homes, but in their schools, but in their responsibly all-electric luxury cars. They will make jokes about the Paris Accords over canapes and champagne, and if your children are very, very lucky, they'll get to serve those canapes. And you will be admonished again that the choices you've made have been inadequate. You should have gotten more education, you'll be told. You should have saved a quarter of your income every year. You should have a better work ethic. You should make healthy choices, smart choices, like better people do, you know. Or we could destroy the system. That's what I'm promoting when I say revolution. That's what I meant 30 years ago when I said revolution, and I mean it now. I don't mean that dilution of the word used in advertising, you know, a revolution in Wi-Fi access or some such. I mean, we need to break the globe-polluting, mass-murdering, fascist police state. It's gotten worse, not better. It has to be taken down. The elite classes know this. That's why they get so upset. The mild, seemingly harmless eruptions like Occupy. Occupy opened the door to class analysis, and now the door can't be bolted back. Why else would the federal government have coordinated mayors and police departments around the country to infiltrate, disrupt, beat, and arrest a gentle tent city gathering? They knew it would lead to ungrateful thinking. That's why the corporate media is constantly on you to stop thinking about the Sanders campaign. It's the principle, the precedent that is being set. Sanders' socialism is almost ridiculously mild. It's just some Euro-style reforms, that's all. It would result in greater wealth and stability in the long term, but that's not the game of the elite classes. Grotesque maldistribution of wealth demands near-feudal conditions. Greater masses of people working harder and longer for less means more cash for the parasites. It's as simple as that. And you can't have that if people catch on to the fact that they're being treated unfairly. This is KBOO Portland. This is where you hear about this sort of thing. This is the only place that you're going to hear about this sort of thing. And right now I'm joined, at Pledge Central by Ani.
Hey, Teresa.
Hey.
You know, I love listening to Press Watch, as I have loved listening to Press Watch for, oh, so many years. I know that I've been listening to Press Watch since at least 1991. That is, you know, is that when you actually started doing it on KBOO?
Yeah, it was around 91. I got here and I got in Portland in August of 1990, and by 91 I was doing it on
because I you know I had this KBOO. Sort of slacker day job thing in about that time, and we would get up and we would listen to Press Watch on our little Sony Walkmans, because that's what we, and we had these cubicle jobs where we shuffled books and corrected Library of Congress
Walkmans
records.
That's not a word I've heard in a while.
Yeah, because that's 25 years ago. That's what that is. And
were,
you know,
they were little boxes and you could look.
And I didn't know you, and it was sort of this, you know, my department, you know, there was Catherine, there was me, there was, you know, we would all gather and we would talk about what you had discussed on your 10-minute at that point broadcast of Press Watch, because you were so your words, man, they just hit, and you are so spot on in your analysis and in your faceness, and that is why Press Watch has long been a favorite show of mine and many other people. It is time, my friends, right now to go ahead and kick down, contribute, and reciprocate some love with Teresa right here. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Join us here at KBOO. Become a member of Community Radio. Add your defiance to the mix, because, in fact, together we are stronger, and that's kind of super important
that's
in these
exactly
challenging
what it's
times.
About. It's like, together we are stronger. Together we are able to have this broadcast hub, which also becomes a multimedia hub. And I just want to say, if you've got $10, you know, if you're... now, if you don't have $10, we're here for you. And don't feel bad about that. We'll be here for you. But if you got $10, you'll probably have $10 next month. And that's how we do it. We call the number.
877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Online, KBOO.FM. Because you value that kind of defiance. You value resistance. You are a part of the resistance. You know that it's important to support what you believe in. And I got to say, when I hear Teresa say these lines, it just sort of roll off the tip of her tongue. Nixon's blood-dipped advisor, Kissinger. I mean, that's now a phrase that's going to be in my head forever. And it's an apt phrase, right? I think it's super important to not sugarcoat all of this stuff and to actually remember history, not as revisionists, but in the bloody actual sense that it was. You know, Kissinger, imperialist pig, right? And so where can you hear that kind of dissent? Where can you hear that kind of information? You get it on KBOO. You get, you know, a little attitude with your information here on Community Radio. You get attitude other places, but it's the attitude of the status quo. It is the attitude of shush, shush, things are fine, go back to sleep. That is not what we do here at KBOO. And that is why right now you're picking up your phone and dialing 877-500-5266. This is not easy listening, but it's important listening. And right now you are a part of Community Radio. 877-500-5266. We are looking to raise $500 this morning during Press Watch before 10 o'clock. And we can do it with your participation now. 877-500-5266. Consider contributing just $15 a month, $20 a month. If you get $20 a month, we would love to gift you this amazingly beautiful hoodie. It's a zip-up front hoodie. It's got our Star Tower wonderfully colorful logo there on the front. And it's, I love it. And it actually got me to give more than an hour's wage every month because I wanted the hoodie. Look, it really works. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
Thank you, Ani.
You're welcome, Teresa.
That number again, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. As I was saying, if you got $10 now, you probably have $10 next month. And that's how it's done here. That's how we have avoided all these years, more than 40 years. It's going to be 50 before you know it. All these years, we have avoided towing the line. And it's because we can afford to. Small contributions spread over the population. This means you, if you know that it's you. And as I said, we are here for everyone, absolutely everyone who doesn't have $5 or $10 a month. Don't feel bad about that. And don't feel scared about signing on, because we're not like Comcast. You know, if you can't do it, you just call us up and we set things right. That's how it's always been. You know, I've been on and off myself for many, many years. And of course, I've been on in terms of, I've paid, let's see, $25 a month for many years. And that's because I'm earning $27 an hour as a union worker. That's what unions do. Unions are part of the path, I think, to revolution. And that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in revolution. And I was talking about the grotesque maldistribution of wealth in this country and in the world, and how the Sanders campaign is absolutely being beaten down by the corporate media because they realize that the game is up. And that's because he's talked socialism. But you know, as I was saying, it ain't much socialism that he's talking. Socialism demands at a minimum that the workers own the means of production. That would mean that, yeah, you and I, with full agency and knowledge of the inner workings of our services and factories and farms, we would be the ones who decide not just how and when to work, but who would get how much of the proceeds. Would you agree to give the Walmart heirs, especially if you're a Walmart worker, would you agree to give the Walmart heirs billions of dollars just for being born in that family? Yeah, me either. But Walmart does, and that's what Walmart is about. You hear about the CEO getting millions. So what? The Walmart heirs, who have never worked a day in their lives, who don't know jack, who produce nothing, get billions upon billions upon billions of dollars. And those billions are supported by your tax dollars, because Walmart doesn't pay its workers enough to live on. Walmart, always low wages. So it often seems that I am very enthusiastic about little things over the last 30 years when it's revolution that I want. And that's because some things lead to a rejection of the dominant paradigm. That's why I'm excited about community radio. That's why I'm excited about KBOO Portland. I want people to know about the U.S. operation to destabilize Syria, not the NPR version. And I am furious right now today at NPR because, you know, enough is enough. They just got nothing bad to say about U.S. imperialism. As a matter of fact, they won't say imperialism. I don't want you to be floating along with the NPR version of the war in Syria, where we pretend that ISIS birthed itself out of evil and religion. No, I want you to know about the real life version. I want people to know that the U.S., in coordination with the Saudi war machine and the Pakistani Kissinger bloc, yeah, that's who's in power in Pakistan, and it was Kissinger. The Saudi war machine, the Pakistani Kissinger bloc, and the Pentagon, and the Turkish greed-head elite created, sustained, armed, and protected ISIS. Even now, the U.S. is supplying jihadists in Syria with anti-tank rockets. Those refugees drowning in the Mediterranean are fleeing our war, the Pentagon's war. If we had a stitch of morality, we would take all of them. All of them. This is Hillary and Obama's war. It's not a mistake. It's a mostly successful effort to create a new Saudi-aligned Sunni oil region. It would be entirely successful if the Russians hadn't called our bluff and started actually bombing the jihadists. I'm not going to make excuses for the Russians. It was the Syrians, probably with Russian help, that blew up. Well, Doctors Without Borders, they just can't seem to catch a break. They're punished again and again and again for going into war zones and trying to help people, without exception. I'm excited about KBOO because it's an opportunity to actually tell the truth about what's going on. I was excited about Occupy. I am excited to hear socialism being discussed in public, and I am excited to be part of People's Community Radio. I don't know if I'll be here another 30 years, but I do feel at least the sort of building momentum that could lead to a new way of thinking. So it's time to double down. I think there's a crack in the dam, and I'm getting a crowbar. Who's with me? If you're with me, will you please call? If you haven't already, and thank you for those of you who have and are so patient with this. There are thousands of supporters of KBOO in this area, even actually around the world. 877-500-5266 is the way to call us and show your solidarity. Whatever you want to contribute, any way you want to contribute it, we make it easy. 877-500-KBOO, 877 toll free, 500-5266. Now I'm going to give you another phone number because I'm doing an hour show this week, and I would like to hear from you. And it's going to be kind of open lines. I've been doing this for 30 years. What do you want to talk about? Certainly there are things to talk about. U.S. imperialism, the mass incarceration culture, a.k.a. white supremacy. And how are you feeling? Do you feel frustrated? Do you intend to vote and then laugh it off? That's pretty close to what I'm going to do. I got my ballot in the mail. I was careful to change my ballot to the party that I intend to vote in. I'm going to change it right back because I can't stand the Democrats. I want that party to be destroyed because they're soaked in blood. Let's face it. They are imperialists. They've gotten us all used to thinking, well, it's just the way the world is. That's just, that's real politic. You know who came up with real politic? Henry Kissinger. That's his phrase. And oh, the Democrats love it now. They love Henry the K. You on Henry Kissinger's side? Do not call me. But, well, okay, you can call me. We can talk. I promise to be rather sharp with you. But if you want revolution, if you want a society that is reasonable, then you want revolution. And if you want society to change peacefully and little d democratically, then you really need community radio, 877-500-5266. And I'm going to give you the other number, is 503-231-8187, 503-231-8187, if you want to talk. I have some more news to pass along to you. One is the record global heat that is happening right now. And there was an article by RobertScribbler.com, and it was just a couple days ago. It was titled, "Huge Springtime Arctic Warm-Up to Crush Sea Ice to Drive Extreme Jet Stream Dip into Europe." And this is sort of the weather forecast, only it's the global warming, you are in trouble right now weather forecast. And I want to lay it on you. So he wrote, "We know now that 2016 will be the hottest year on record, that it will not only be the hottest year, but that it will crush any other previous record hot year by a wide margin." And speaking for myself, that's why I've been talking about air conditioning. Millions? Yeah, probably, with a global population in the billions. I wouldn't be surprised if millions are killed by heat this year. Heat coming right up, coming your way. It's certainly baking India right now, and people are dying. We're going to need air conditioning to survive, or we have to go down and spend the day in the river or something. You're going to have to plan for that. I'm not kidding. And I'm talking about right now. And back to this article, the NASA GISS head, Gavin Schmidt, in a recent tweet estimated that 2016 would fall into a range near 1.32 centigrade above the 1880 to 1899 average that NASA uses for its pre-industrial baseline. By comparison, 2015, which is the most recent hottest year on record, after 2014 will hit 1.07 centigrade above that average. According to NASA, the first 3 months of 2016 were 1.25 centigrade above that average, and a ridiculous 1.47 centigrade above the 1880-1899 pre-industrial average. And as a result, he writes, 2016 will likely have jumped by about a quarter of a degree Celsius in a single year. If every year from 2016 on warmed up so fast, the world would surpass the dreaded 2-centimeter mark by 3 years from now, and rocket to about 22 centigrade above 19th century averages by 2100. And he writes, that's not going to happen because natural variability-assisted greenhouse gas warming from fossil fuels to kick 2016 higher in the form of a serious heavyweight El Nino. That's what's happened. Pardon me for fumbling that sentence, but it's a decent exercise to show how ridiculously fast the world is expected to warm from 2015 to 2016. And in the 2014-2016 string of three record warm years in a row, we are basically expecting a 0.4 centigrade jump above the then record warm year of 2010. Given that the world has warmed on average about 0.15 centigrade to 0.2 centigrade per decade since the late 1970s, what we're expecting to see is about two decades worth of warming all crammed into the past 3 years. That's, pardon me for the statistics, for the numbers, the important part is that last sentence. Two decades worth of warming all crammed jammed, he writes, into the last 3 years. And he writes, but the Earth, as of this Earth Day, hasn't warmed evenly. A far, far greater portion of that excess heat has stooped over the Arctic. During the first 3 months of 2016, the Arctic region above 66 degrees north latitude has been fully 4.5 centigrees hotter than the NASA 20th century baseline. That's a departure of more than three times that of the rest of the Earth. And that's bad news for anyone concerned about sea ice, polar bears, Arctic carbon feedbacks, or predictable seasons, or extreme droughts and floods, or the jet stream, or Greenland melt, or the sea level rise, or, well, you get the picture. Number to call with your comments, 503-231-8187, and Sunny, appropriately, is on the air.
Oh, nice to hear you always, Teresa, and I heard your words so strong pertaining to revolution and the true facts of this country, which I'm actually really slow waking up to, that I jumped out of the shower, and I'm standing here, cool at least.
Don't blame yourself. You're subject to the most powerful propaganda machine that has ever been created.
Definitely. No doubt. And anyway, so I wanted to let you know that I jumped out of the shower to come run and pledge my $100 to you.
Awesome.
And also to say that Oregon went to clear cutting in 1968, and our first year of drought was 1975.
And there could be a direct effect in clear cutting. I suppose you bring that up because clear cutting is back.
Well,
if it wasn't stupid enough the first time, now it's back.
We went from a state that had quite a lot of drizzle all the way into July through the western section to we started having a loss of water within a short period of time, and I foresee millions and millions and millions of trees planted soon in our futures. I think that's one of the things we can do to help a little bit, right?
It helps, yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know, just pledge, just enjoy your show.
That's terrific. Thank you very much for doing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm asking, you know, and it doesn't really matter if you pledge during the show, to tell you the truth. But it does matter that you, I'm going to contradict myself. The now part is important. Doing it now is important because it's just so easy to let it slip and then, you know, pledge drive is over and then another pledge drive comes along. And you meant to contribute, so really you have to do it now. So, you know, heck, as I said, I've been doing this for 30 years. KBOO's been on the air since 68. And, you know, obviously our funding paradigm is successful, so I'm not going to worry about it, about when exactly you call in. But you need to spur yourself to take action because, you know, don't let procrastination get you. 877-500-5266. And looks like Pledge Central is ready to talk to you again.
You know,
hi.
this is
that time. Pledge.
my first name's Central. We are here, actually, because this is an important place to be. This is an important time to be here. Now is the time, as Teresa is exhorting you, to take this action, tangible action this morning to change the world, to sustain this community resource, and call 877-500-5266. We want to thank Sunny for doing that. That was awesome, and to hear from her afterwards about what this means to her and why it's important, and calling in right then and straight out of the shower. I love that. I love that enthusiasm. I love that immediacy. And right now, whatever you are doing, stop it for just a moment and say yes to your community radio station, 877-500-5266. I want to thank Jade for renewing from Portland. Thank you so much, Jade. It's great to hear from you this morning. And Jim from Forest Grove. Thank you so very much, Jim. What a fabulous, fabulous community we have. Please be a part of it, your very own self. 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm.
You can also, if you're on your way to work or the store or whatever, you can stop in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We'll give you a cup of coffee, and you can look through, if you'd like a thank you gift, we have so many of them available to you. Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America by Amy Goodman is available for a $75 pledge of support, $6.25 a month. But you have to call first. That number is 877-500-KBOO. Our volunteers will tell you all the ways that you can become a member, whether it's a credit card, a monthly deduction from checking, or maybe just will bill you and you'll send in a check. It's all good because you are listening to Press Watch. You know, before I moved to this town in 1995, I was hearing Teresa Mitchell on the radio, and it was amazing. It was like, I want to live in a town that has Teresa Mitchell. This is back in the days of, you know, Jim Spag and Tanya Harding the X-Ray and Beaterville cafes. And this was
authentic Portland.
And this was an amazing show. I was like, who is doing this show? I have to know more about the station. So about the first thing I did when I came to town was I walked in here and I started working on the Spring 95 pledge drive. And here I am. And the Spring 2016 membership drive, still listening to Teresa Mitchell, bringing you incredibly relevant and witty and incredible radio. And you can support this. You can help us reach our goal by calling toll-free 877-500-KBOO.
Thank you so much,
Conch. 877-500-5266. $10 a month, $15 a month, $25 a month. What can you afford for your community radio station? Think about it right now and call 877-500-5266.
Thanks, honey. Well, it's 9:34, almost 9:35. You're listening to KBOO Portland, and I am Teresa Mitchell. This is called KBO. This is called Press Watch, and I've got a lot on my mind. Sometimes it all kind of jumbles out. It's part of the enthusiasm that I have for doing this. I've really enjoyed doing this. I really feel privileged to have had the opportunity to come up and do dissent on community radio for all these years. And I intend to keep doing it. And as I said, I intend to double down. The thing is, this works. We know from people coming into town and saying that they can tell when they're in a community radio town. And it's part of the reason Portland is the way it is, and I mean the good parts. I mean the livable part. I mean the unions here. And the unions mean wealth that is actually distributed to the people. Unions so important, and KBOO has its own union show and is unionized and has been a part of that phenomenon. It's reduced a lot of suffering from capitalism in this region, and we could go a lot further. But the point is, doing community radio actually works to make things better in the community. And from my perspective, doing community radio works in terms of building revolution, and that's what I'm here for. It's that truth that you have to have repeated because it's shouted down so much. Let me give you an example. Oh, this one hurts. You're not going to like this. Unless you already know it. But in the early 1940s, before war broke out for the United States, the U.S. War Department, and this is a matter of history, I'm not going to give you, you're going to have to look this up yourself, because it's not hard to look up. The U.S. broke the Japanese broadcast war code. The U.S. broke the Japanese broadcast war code. The Japanese thought that they were sending coded messages, and the War Department in the U.S. was picking it up, understanding it, every bit of it. And that was before the U.S. got into the war. Do you understand what that means? That means, yeah, all that conspiracy stuff that you hate to hear, that is so obnoxious, that is so hurtful to our soldiers who died for democracy and freedom and blah, blah, blah. They're brave people. They fought hard. They died at Pearl Harbor. They died and died and died, and their ships were sunk. And yes, the U.S. knew the Japanese were coming. They could read that code, whether you like it or not. You can say all day that the U.S. didn't. It's a matter of history. The U.S. did know the code. The U.S. responded to the upcoming attack by deciding that they couldn't afford to use... couldn't afford to lose the aircraft carriers. So the aircraft carriers left Pearl Harbor without an escort. They just left. And the Japanese pilots were rather confused. Where are the aircraft carriers? Super important to win that war. The Japanese needed to sink those aircraft carriers. Aircraft carriers never leave without an escort. Aircraft carriers do not go places by themselves ever. Never has happened except that once. Why? Because the U.S. had broken the code and Pearl Harbor happened. Because the U.S. decided that you needed to be manipulated into joining the war wholeheartedly, and it worked. It worked. And there are reasons why it was done, and you can argue the morality of it. But you can't argue the facts. The U.S. had broken the code. And Likewise, I get up here and tell you, after all those people have died and died and died, that 911 was a similar stunt. It was a stunt. You were to be manipulated. It worked great. War munitions sales have been through the roof. The people who rule us couldn't be happier with the war on terror. And you have to take off your shoes when you go through the airport. And why is that? Do you even remember why? Do you remember why you're supposed to take off your shoes in the airport? Why is that? Because they might explode. They might be exploding shoes. How stupid is that? How utterly ridiculous. You know, the rest of the world doesn't do that. There was an underwear bomb, too. You remember that? The fruit of the boom. That happened. Very nearly blew up an aircraft, just like very nearly blew up an aircraft with a shoe. Very suspicious, the handlers for those two people. But do you have to take off your underwear before you get on the aircraft? No, you take off your shoes just like you were a supplicant, and you are. You are a supplicant before the lie, before imperialism. That's mind control. And that's the sort of mind control that is amplified and increased and cranked up by outlets like National Pentagon Radio. And man, I've had enough. I've had enough of them. It's deadly. It kills. It draws rivers of blood. It's not okay. It's not okay to be a conformist on a warship. And that's what the United States is about. The United States is about crushing people a little bit less. For people in the U.S., a little bit less than that for white males. But it's about crushing people, and that's how it works, and that's how the money flows. The number to call with your comments and questions, 503-231-8187. I was talking about just how bad corporate-induced global warming is going to get over the next week. Yeah, we're talking about it's coming up this week. This is the global warming forecast, and it's from robertscribbler.com. You can look it up. Comments, 503-231-8187. Perhaps the easiest way, he writes, to illustrate how relatively hot the Arctic is now is the fact that the sea ice in the region is melting fast. So fast that the current extent measures by the Japanese agency JAXA are at their lowest levels on record. It's a precipitous rate of melt that it's about 1 week ahead of the previous fastest melt season, or you could just look at the number of Arctic freezing degree days recorded at the satellite stations and find one more measure added to NASA or on record low sea ice, pointing towards the obvious fact that this year for the Arctic has been one of just absolutely ludicrous warmth. As winter progresses into spring, temperatures typically moderate, closing in on baseline averages, and this year has been no exception. However, readings for the entire Arctic have tended to range between 1.5 and 2.5 degrees centigrade above average for the past 2 weeks. These are some seriously hot departures for spring, enough to keep Arctic heat in record ranges for 2016. But over the coming 5 days, a series of south-to-north warm wind events is expected to push these seasonally excessive readings higher. I'm going to give you some more details on that, about the horrific weather that is heading for Europe, possibly for here. But right now, I want to talk to Joe. Joe, call the number 503-231-8187. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Hey, good show, Therese. Wanted to mention two things now. The first one is, whenever you mention Henry Kissinger, the international war criminal of a longstanding tradition, you need to mention his counterpart, which is Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was also President Obama's presidential campaign advisor on his first, before, well, his first election. And because when I first heard Obama on C-SPAN giving some speeches, I thought, hey, this guy is great. He's got a great sense of humor. I'm going to vote for this guy. And then about in the third week into his campaign, I saw him walking. The C-SPAN cameras were pointed down a hallway of some community college back east where Obama was giving a stump speech, and the C-SPAN announcer says, here we see candidate presidential hopeful candidate Obama with his political entourage and his campaign advisor is Zbigniew Brzezinski. And as soon as I saw that, my jaw dropped, and I said, well, I know the whole deal is rigged now, because Henry Kissinger is is just as Zbigniew Brzezinski is just as bad as a war criminal as Henry Kissinger,
and the same attitude, and very much the same levers of power.
Yeah, and basically Zbigniew Brzezinski, for people that don't know, was President Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, and I also throw in there slash handler, because I think Carter was kind of, you know, told to shut up and do as you're told. And keep in mind that Zbigniew Brzezinski was a founding member of the Trilateral Commission, part of the International Military Industrial Complex. But hey, real quickly, you mentioned, 9/11 was everything that we're dealing with now. That's why we're dealing with the taking our shoes off in the airports and all this kind of garbage. And a couple of weeks ago, you had Richard Gage on there, and you guys talked about there was going to be he was going to be putting on a presentation to somewhere down by Portland State. But you guys, the KBOO, I didn't catch that. I tuned in late that day, and I only caught the last few minutes of it. I never did catch a time of what time it was going to be starting. And when I called KBOO, the number that I called just now to talk on the air, I called the person and I said, hey, I said, can you please repeat? Now, this is about a week before.
Okay, well, that's a ball that I dropped. You know, I'll cop to that. I did not give the information to the front desk, and I should have.
Well, here's the deal is that I asked them about a week before the event was going to happen. I said, hey, I says, you guys tell the time, or not the time, but you tell the date and the place down to the actual address and the building number and stuff. But I said, they don't give a time. I said, can you guys please redo the so-called public information spot that you put on the air on KBOO, and please give the time? And all I got was static and a smart-alecky answer from the person answering the phone at this very same phone number.
Well, I'm sorry, so you got short-sheeted. That sort of thing is going to happen in a community organization. And I'll do my best to make sure it doesn't happen again. And like I said,
that was a week beforehand, and I'm
sorry that it happened to you.
Yeah, I strongly suspect that there's at least one, if not two or three, saboteurs in KBOO that are just doing little things like that where they can leave out certain things, and they had plenty of time to redo that, you know, because I'm one of the 47% of the American public that are not connected to the Internet. That was a statistic on Channel 6 News here right in good old Portland, Oregon, about 2.5 years ago. You know how they fill up the last little bit of the 6 o'clock news. If they don't have a full news day, they'll fill it up with fluff. And they said they came up with some, I don't know, that came through Associated Press or whatever, but it said 46% of American households are not connected to the Internet. And I think that number is even higher now because there's more people out of work. There's more
can't
people
afford
that
those monthly costs. Well, it's time to raise funds again, and I appreciate your call. We'll have to wrap that one up. And you're listening to KBOO Portland, and this is community radio. And, you know, communities.
Yeah, it is. Boy, howdy. Yes.
Communities
yes,
drop the ball from time to time. Even championship basketball teams drop the ball.
But we always pick it back up.
And here's the deal. Right now, this is a community effort. It is an effort of love and passion on the behalf of, I don't know, 500, 550 volunteers that come in and add their skills and talents to make this place go. It's the little station that could. And we are asking you for your support right now because, in fact, we are listener-supported. We are grassroots radio. 877-500-5266. We are here to make sure that communities have a platform, have a microphone, share in this resource wherein you can actually have your voice amplified, share your concerns and analysis, and actually work together to make the world a better place. That's what we're about, and we're asking you to be a part of it right now. We're looking to raise $300 more this morning in the next 12 minutes. So this is that moment. This is your time. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. I want to thank Russell in Portland. Thank you, Russell. Thank you for joining or renewing your membership and coming on in to the KBOO family. You know you're already there with your ears. You're already there with your mind, with your heart. be here with your financial support too, because you are what allows us to be independent and in-your-face radio, Defiance Radio, as personified by Teresa on Press Watch on Thursday mornings. You know why you listen. You want that attitude. And now it's time to support it with just a few of your hard-earned dollars. 877-500-5266.
If three people get a sustaining membership of $8.25 a month, that's a mere $8.25 a month, barely two lattes, you can get, you listener, you dear lovely listener, can help Teresa Mitchell go to her goal this morning, which is what we are all here for. 877-500-5266. You know you like Teresa's attitude. Her altitude every Thursday morning is exactly...
She is very tall.
I know. That's what I mean. We love her altitude, I tell you what. And that's why you're here, because she gives you information that does not come out of the mouth of standard media. It barely comes out of the mouth of what we call alternative media. This is Teresa Mitchell, cutting edge. Help cut her edge a little bit with a contribution. We love sustaining.
A fine honing.
A fine honing, I tell you what. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABOO. Or go to kboo.fm and click on the big fat donate banner on our brand spanking new website.
It's beautiful.
It's very beautiful. And, or come on down to 20 Southeast 8th.
Absolutely.
It's a lovely thing to do. We'll give you a cup of coffee, give you a little tour around the station. You can see where your money goes to our palatial digs down here, 20 Southeast 8th, where there's two headphones, the bike racks out in front are headphones.
Yeah, right.
We have a great mural. You can't miss us.
One of our volunteers actually is an iron worker, and he made those headphone bike racks for us. We are a community of artists. We are a community of volunteers coming together to, again, make community radio happen, but it has to happen with your fuel. You got to supply the gas money for the vehicle, right? It's 877-500-5266. Can you be a hero for this station? Can you do a dollar a day contribution for your community radio station? Think about that. A dollar a day for KABOO. A dollar a day for your entire community, because you know this is the hub that so many communities connect through, that we rely on to share our information, our analysis, to share our visions, to share our poetry, our music, our art. There is so much to KABOO. There is bread and there is roses. There is the sustenance. There is the hard-hitting analysis and politics. There's the arts and culture and music and the stuff that keeps us inspired and together. And right now we are asking you to be one of those grassroots supporting members. 877-500-5266. $30 a month, a dollar a day for KABOO Community Radio. Can you do that? 877-500-5266. Online, kboo.fm. Maybe you're not in such a talkative mood this morning. Maybe you just want to do something kind of quietly, quickly, easily, and securely there in your cubicle, because you know you're wearing your defiance on the inside, and it's okay. You know, as soon as you leave that cubicle, you can break out. But right now, just go ahead and get over to kboo.fm and click that donate banner. However you choose to do it, we ask that you take this moment and do it right now. We have one phone line left. It's a very exciting morning to be a part of KABOO, and we want your participation added to all the others. Come on in. The water is fine. 877-500-5266.
If you feel this fall on your shoulders, it's because you know that you care about actually getting people to participate on the basis of information, real free information. And transparent, open participation is what we're seeking. We say democracy, but that word's become such a buzz. I think what we really want is a society in which we participate on an informed basis. And community radio is so much a part of that. As I was saying, if you feel it falling on your shoulders, it's because you know that you have $5 or $10 this month and that you can do it and you want to do it. And so that's why it has to be you, and it has to be now. Whether or not you
now
get a hoodie or a t-shirt or,
hey,
or any of the other prizes that
now
we would love to offer you, we want to give you this stuff.
You're listening.
And
you're
know, there's actually,
know
we could give you a pair of tickets to go see Amy Goodman. She's coming on May 8th, Sunday, May 8th. Dang near sold out. She's going to be appearing at the Aladdin. It's a benefit for KABOO and for Street Roots. And like I said, pretty much there's only a couple tickets left. You can support your community radio station right now, $20 a month, $240 contribution, and you can get a pair of tickets to see Amy Goodman on Sunday evening, May 8th, at the Aladdin Theater. That's one of the things that you get, but you know also what you get? You get KBOO in your ear. You get to know that you are a part of how we continue to do what we do. You are enabling Teresa's dulcet tones to reach you on Thursday mornings.
Enable Teresa. That is
keeping
our chance.
The lights on, keeping the signal flowing. I got to say, it's a pleasure to be asking for your support during Press Watch. I mentioned earlier, long one of my favorite shows. In fact, I got to say, long one of my favorite shows, I started sending Teresa fan mail. Then we got like, you know, we started cohabitating and now we're like married and stuff. And you know, actually my very first pitching gig was with Teresa during a spring membership drive in 1993 or four. What was it, Teresa?
Isn't that cute? Well, I remember that we were shamelessly doing Kermit and Miss Piggy.
And I'll let you guess which one was which. I think we might have switched off once or twice.
Brands which we never owned.
details. Pirates, we... you know, but I think in our Kermit Piggy pitch there, we fell madly in love. And that is that's the magic of community radio. There are puppets in our hearts.
All right.
Puppets in our hearts, Lynn. And that is the magic of community radio. And be a part of this wacky, wonderful experiment in community. Be a part of KBOO. 877-500-5266.
Thank you so much. I want to... wrap this up with a little bit of information. As I was saying, it's the global warming forecast. I'm serious about this. I'm getting this from robertscribler.com, generally speaking, adding in my comments as I go, I have to admit. But to summarize, he says the first global warming event is predicted to originate over the Yamal Peninsula of Russia during Saturday and Sunday and into Monday and Tuesday. Their temperatures are expected to rise into the scorching for the Arctic this time of year, mid-30s. And warm winds are going to blow into Russia. Second warm wind event is predicted to heat up Greenland, Baffin Bay, the mouth of Hudson Bay, and a chunk of the Canadian archipelago on Monday and Tuesday. A 1,500-mile synoptic southeast to northwest airflow, whatever synoptic means, is expected to originate in the central North Atlantic. Speaking for myself, that's the one most likely to come this way. And... this mess, a final warm wind event, he writes, will be fed by a big warm-up across Alaska, predicted to settle in on Wednesday and Thursday. Their temperatures in central Alaska are expected to rise into the lower 60s as two stalled-out lows of the south pull warmer air up from the Pacific Ocean. This heat is expected to invade the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas, driving temperatures to near or above freezing above Arctic Ocean surfaces. So, to summarize, what I'm saying here is global warming is upon us. The winds are coming. The Arctic Ocean has been overwarmed. And KBOO has been telling you about it. I remember it was 94. It was 94 when I first stumbled across the methane gun hypothesis and realized that this was serious science and that there is a very strong possibility that at some point in our lives, maybe this summer, maybe 20 years from now, I really don't know, vast amounts of methane, such vast amounts of methane are going to originate in Siberia and from under the ocean that it actually displaces oxygen to the point that you will feel it. You will have to breathe harder to deal with this phenomenon. This isn't just global warming we're talking about. This is about whether you have sufficient oxygen to breathe. All of this... this global warming event, this is a killing thing, and it has been brought to you, yes, by corporate America. If you doubt that, you should go on the internet, if you are able to do that, and look up a map that shows satellite readings of CO2 and watch it in color-coded form blow across the northern hemisphere. It originates in the United States, originates in China, parts of India, but we're the ones that really blast the stuff out. We in China and Europe, and you can see it getting blown around the globe, and you can see what it does to the northern hemisphere, and then it won't be mysterious to you why the Arctic is warming up so much. We need the Arctic. We need the Arctic to reflect the sunlight. It's as simple as that, and it's being taken away from us, and as I've said many times, by this point, we shouldn't even have petroleum. It should be very, very expensive. I shouldn't be driving a petroleum-based car. I shouldn't be driving a petroleum-based bus, but that's what I'm doing. And The number for you to call right now is 87-500-5266. Do need your call. This is the last dance for this show on this pledge drive, so it's now that you need to call, 877-500-5266. You've been listening to Press Watch on KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell, and we are broadcasting to you via 90.7 FM on the big red and white Eiffel Tower on the hill, other frequencies elsewhere in Cascadia. Stay tuned for more of the incredible radio zine, and tune into the podcast on KBOO.FM, because we go out in that way to the world and all the ships at sea.
It is KBOO Portland, your community radio station. Coming up, we've got Flashpoints in 15 minutes. It's Investigative News Radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on the radio zine, Doug McVeigh speaks with David Schmader about his new book, Weed, The User's Guide, a 21st century handbook for enjoying marijuana. And then at 11:30 on the film show, it's Jen Chavez interviewing legendary documentary filmmaker Frederick Wiseman. All coming up, yep, up next it is Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary on KBOO.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was donated by Eclectic Kitchen at 4936 Northeast Fremont Street, serving comfort food 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday to Sunday. Lunch was provided by Taqueria Los Gorditos at 1212 Southeast Division, offering meat, vegan, and vegetarian breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Dinner was provided by Yen Ha, a Vietnamese restaurant and lounge, at 6820 Northeast Sandy Boulevard 7 days a week.